Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just ahead of the Jim Gilbert Nature Notes show, just a reminder coming along around 7:30 or so on Healthy Matters this morning. We mentioned it earlier. The entire show will be dedicated to sleep, insomnia, snoring, all things related to sleep or lack thereof. Sleep apnea, of course. We'll be talking about that with the doctor, too. So get those sleep questions ready. It's going to be a big show coming along at 7:30 on Healthy Matters here on CCO. In the meantime, next, Jim Gilbert's Nature Notes. And Nature Notes brought to us, of course, every week, every Sunday morning, by our friends at By the Yard Patio Furniture and those good folks at Cardinal Corner. We'll talk to Jim in just a moment. First, I want to talk a little bit about Cardinal Corner. If you want to enjoy nature's entertainment, I hope you see my friends Pam and Lee from Cardinal Corner. They have their a huge selection of squirrel-proof feeders that attract all kinds of birds. Cardinal Corner, too, has a spectacular selection of hummingbird feeders and swings as well. They have so many different types of feeders. They've got wind chimes. You're going to find yourself really browsing for quite some time. You get lost in there. And bird baths, beautiful selection like you won't find anywhere else. And one thing you will find there, they have the freshest bird seed around. You're going to attract more birds with that fresh bird seed. And if you have not subscribed to their monthly newsletter, all kinds of tips and stories, subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Stop in. Now I hope you see Lee and Pam, West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center location. They always like to talk with you, 651-455-6556. Or again online at cardinalcorner.com. You will find that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a birdseed store. Just a reminder, before we hit Jim Gilbert's show, it is pre-recorded because Jim has taken a bit of a vacation. And when we have Jim live next Sunday, he'll tell us exactly where he went. It sounds like a marvelous trip. But here's Jim's show. And good morning to you, Jim Gilbert, on this Sunday morning. What do you have on your nature notes today?
Oh, Denny, there's so many interesting things. But first of all, of course, sunrise. Sunrise, 6:11. Sunset, 8:24. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 14 hours and 13 minutes of daylight. We've lost 18 minutes of daylight since last Sunday. I don't like to dwell on that too much. But and a total of 1 hour and 23 minutes has been lost since June 21st, the solstice, when summer began in the Northern Hemisphere.
Well, we lost that pretty quickly, didn't we?
Wow. Yeah, 1 hour and 23 minutes have been lost. But we've got lots. You know, we've got these 14 hours, 13 minutes. Now, also, the normal high temperature is 81. Normal low temperature is 63. That's for August 12th. Also, records for today, August 12th, in the Twin Cities, high was set 53 years ago, 1965, high 94. That's the warmest and on record. So record low was set 57 years ago, and 1961 at 45 degrees. So record high 94, record low 45. On this date 33 years ago, we had our most rain on record, and that was 2.43 inches. The new waxing thin crescent moon rises at 7:43. That's this morning. and sets this evening at 9:30. Probably you won't notice it during the day because it's so thin, so hard to see, but easy to see in the evening once the sun goes down at 8:24. Then we can see this thin crescent moon for almost an hour. Today is the Perseid meteor shower peak. So those who like to get out and look at the meteors, this will be a good night. The planet Venus is bright in the western sky starting about half hour after sunset. Now tomorrow early evening and the early evening of Tuesday, that'll be August 13th and 14th, the crescent moon will be near the bright planet Venus. That's another way of finding it. The waxing moon will be at first quarter Saturday, August 18th. And our next full moon will be August 27th. All kinds of neat things happening. During daylight hours, white-lined sphinx moths, sometimes called hummingbird moths, visit garden flowers such as petunias to feed. You see them hovering right in front of the flower and you think, looks like a hummingbird to me. But these are the sphinx moths. And sometimes in the same garden, you'll see a ruby-throated hummingbird and a white-lined sphinx moth hovering and feeding on petunias at the same time. Spider webs glisten on sunny, dewy mornings. Ripe wild grapes offer hikers a pleasant snack. In northern Minnesota, 4-foot-tall fireweed has clusters of rose-purple flowers. This wildflower rapidly invades sites after forest fires. Other showy wildflowers seen in the north now include pearly everlasting, tall sunflower, cow parsnip, black-eyed Susan, and flat-top white aster. In southern Minnesota, boneset, jewelweed, blue vervain, Joe Pye weed, these are some of the blooming plants in wetland areas. In prairie areas, very, very colorful, right, continue to be very colorful right now, and we're seeing grasses like big blue stem and Indian grass, which are shedding pollen, and blooming wildflowers such as cup plant, prairie dock, blazing star, and gray-headed coneflower. And I should mention that wild blueberry picking continues to be good in northern Minnesota. I have had reports lately from successful blueberry pickers in Hubbard County near Itasca State Park, the Ely area, in the upper part of the Gunflint Trail out of Grand Marais. Now, Danny, the blueberry is probably the most sought after of all wild blueberries in our part of the world.
Oh, I believe that.
Oh, they're so good. But this tiny fruit lures thousands of Minnesotans to the North Woods. When we were young kids, our parents took my brother David and me blueberry picking many times in late July and through August in the jack pine forest of Hubbard County. Many people plan vacations during the ripe blueberry season, which often lasts through July and August and into September. A successful blueberry outing can be talked about for years. Blueberries grow on low shrubs. So shrubs typically, you know, like a foot high, like that, in sandy, acid soil, dry areas, open forest, clearing. They grow in rocky areas in the region of the coniferous forest also. Not only do blueberries with their 83% water content taste great, but nutritionally, they are valuable for they contain vitamins A and C, plus calcium, phosphorus, potassium, and even some of the B vitamins. In pursuit of wild blueberries, I got this from an article many, many years ago in the Star Tribune, and the author says, in pursuit of wild blueberries, pickers may be forced to walk long distances, stand, squat, and bend in awkward positions, yield but not succumb to the blazing sun and hot temperatures, battle deer flies and mosquitoes, watch out for ticks and poison ivy, and give the right-of-way to a local bear. Remember, the blueberry crop is one of the bear's main courses, but we are out there in the patch just gathering some dessert. I love that. Through the 1990s, Sandy Alstrom and I, as two Hopkins teachers, taught a summer field biology class for students in 4th through 12th grade. It was just amazing. Many of these students returned summer after summer after summer and taking the class, and we put a little different emphasis on for each summer. But during our summer field biology class, we'd always spend 1 week at Wolf Ridge Environmental Learning Center. That's near Finland, Minnesota, right along the North Shore. And we'd hike up to Marshall Mountain that offered great views of Lake Superior. So we're up about 900 feet above, you know, above the surrounding there. But we, as we'd hike, the students and us too, we gathered wild service berries, red raspberries, strawberries, and blueberries. And we were also on the lookout for ripe wild thimbleberries and dewberries. And to this day, every once in a while, I'll run into one of these former students and say, remember all the good eating, all the fun that we had? There's something about going out and just gathering something, a handful of blueberries or whatever, eating it. It's neat. Well, we got some other things here, too. Do we have time for some
sure,
more?
Sure, let's do a couple more.
Okay. Most ruby-throated hummingbirds leave northern Minnesota by September 12th and the southern part by September 25th. So we have plenty of time to watch this marvel of the bird world. Right now, there's a feeding frenzy involving ruby-throated hummingbirds at many feeding stations, and some people put up more feeders. Here in southern Minnesota, the young of the year have joined the others, and also there are probably some migrants from the north. Ruby-throated hummingbirds are inquisitive and easily attracted to feeders. They will even swoop down to investigate red articles of clothing. I had that happen to people just standing next to me. Thus, feeders with red parts are best when trying to attract them. They quickly become accustomed to human presence, and they produce endless entertainment for all who take the time to watch. Sometimes when I go out to put more sugar water in the feeders, the hummingbirds like follow me around, and I'm carrying the feeder and I put it up, and within seconds they're on it. I fill our feeders with a mixture of one part white sugar, that crystal white sugar, and four parts water. I just dissolve it in warm water from the tap. But I do clean out the feeders each time. And I never add food coloring because some of the food coloring is not good for the hummingbirds. The ruby-throated hummingbird is our tiniest Minnesota bird. They're 3 to 3.5 inches long, have an average weight of 3.4 grams. Now, Denny, if you figure that out, 3.4 grams, it would take 133 ruby-throated hummingbirds to equal 1 pound.
Oh, my goodness. What a ratio.
Totally amazing.
Oh, it's an amazing creature.
And you know what? They have high body temperatures, fast heartbeats, and rapid breathing rates, so they must consume about two-thirds of their body weight each day. Imagine if we did that.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. A major portion of their diet is sugar derived from flower, nectar, and pollen and tree sap. They also need protein for their muscles, and they get that by ingesting insects. If you want to learn more about hummingbirds, the 10th annual Henderson Hummingbird Hurrah is coming up this next Saturday, August 18th. From 9 to 4, rain or shine. The Henderson Hummingbird Hurrah is a family event that celebrates the ruby-throated hummingbird, Minnesota's smallest bird. And this is a free event open to the public featuring hummingbird banding from 9 to noon, children's activities, speakers, garden tours, and more. Birders and garden enthusiasts will gather at Bender Park and the Minnesota New Country School, which is right near there, and it's all in Henderson. Henderson's a picturesque town along the Minnesota River near Le Sueur, kind of between Belle Plaine and St. Peter. The flying jewels, the hummingbirds, should be seen in numbers in the garden. They are preparing for their migration to Mexico and Central America. That hummingbird festival, the Henderson Hummingbird Hurrah, is just so much fun. Can't be there this year, but I've been there many years in the past.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that in years past, and I'm thinking about those wonderful creatures, the hummingbird, and how nice it is to sit on your by-the-yard furniture and watch them feed, don't you think?
No, couldn't beat that one.
No, the By the Yard Furniture, Jim and I have told you about for years, is a CCO Land Company, family-run business. You leave it outside, and it doesn't matter how many storms, snow or rain or sun, has your furniture experienced like ours.
I don't know. In 10 years, I can't. I there's been so many things happen.
It's got a 35-year warranty, By the Yard Furniture. That's going to be the last patio furniture you buy. You just keep adding to it. This is season two, I might say this, Jim, to visit By the Yard's huge showroom in Jordan that you and I talk about, experience their fire tables. In fact, you can receive a free s'more pack with the purchase of any new fire table this month. Mm-hmm. Visit the showroom. Jim and I tell you about that all the time. It's in Jordan, quick drive down 169. You're going to see over 300 different maintenance free items, or like a lot of folks do right after Jim's show, they get on the web and go to buytheyard.net. You'll see what Jim and I talk about and have spoken about this great furniture for so many years. buytheyard.net.
Good stuff. And I should mention too, if you're on 169 and you see the Chaska turnoff, just keep going a few more miles and then By the Yard will be on the left, on your left.
Excellent.
And then you get into that showroom, and you'll be totally amazed at what you see.
Jim, we have about 2 minutes to go.
Okay. Purple Martins, the largest member of the Swallow family, are lined up on utility lines as we call it prepare for migration or stage for migration. Insects, I talked a little bit about insects. The nest of the bald-faced hornet, that's the original paper maker. These nests are growing layer by layer. The nests look like gray footballs up in trees. The second generation of monarch butterflies, now on the wing. Garden roses continue to bloom in profusion. It's peak time for sun-ripe tomatoes. Gardeners are busy harvesting celery, green peppers, onions, carrots, beets, potatoes, tomatoes, muskmelons, cucumbers, acorn squash, zucchini, cabbages, watermelons, sweet corn, and the list goes on. Isn't that amazing? I love going to the horticulture building at the Minnesota State Fair and seeing what people bring in. And I should mention, spinach, radish, and leaf lettuce seeds may be planted in gardens for a fall crop. And early season apples, now ripe, include Williams Pride, Oriole, Viking, Mantet, and Zestar. And I'm looking for one more here, and I got it. I found it. Both butternut and black walnut trees are showing some yellow leaflets as an early preview of fall color. They're the first ones that show a few leaves of fall color. Bur oak acorns fall. Some people report hearing them hitting their rooftops.
I've heard that myself. And you mentioned
that.
Well, yeah. We'll have more next week, though, for sure. And you mentioned the state fair. That's just a matter of days away. But let's you and I talk again 1 week from today. Is that all right, Jim?
Look forward to it. Bye for now.
Good day. Have a good week. Bye bye.
You too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.